The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas. Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, and joining me today, oh my God, it's been so long. She is one of my dearest and nearest OG Mac Daddy pals.
Yes.
Kelly Catrone, hey girl, hey.
Hey girl, hey.
I can't believe
you. All the way.
Girl, I miss you.
We've been doing this a long time.
We have been fucksing with each other for quite some time.
Yes.
How many years, Kelly, have we known each other? Tell the people, because it's been a minute.
Whatever year... if you have to cry. Didn't we meet on your podcast?
Oh, you want to bring up Sirius right now and just destroy my entire mood?
No. Oh, Sirius. Oh, I thought you meant what we were going to talk about. Not the people. Well, they don't pay people any money. Why do you want to work for them?
That's a really valid point. Thank you for saying that.
I think it's a vanity project.
That if I'm
I know,
being...
trust me, they've called me.
Oh.
And I've talked with them before.
And you said...
No, thank you.
Because you fired Taylor Strecker. That's what you said, didn't you?
I said, because you fired Taylor Strecker. Yeah, that is what I said. But what their asks are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
They don't really have a sense of how to pay talent.
I could not agree more. This is my favorite conversation I've ever had in my entire life.
I mean, first of all, you're the best. You can get people anywhere. We had to go. Now we can just stay downtown.
I know, right?
I mean, even though I did love Del Frisco's, which is where I met your mom, who's here tonight.
She's here right now.
Bobette. Yep. I asked for her to be on the show, and you said no.
She's not allowed on the show.
What?
Because she was just on, and if she comes on, then we're going to do the whole mom-daughter spiel thing.
But I told you.
And it needs to be different energy.
I said, I get it as a friend, but as a mother, you were in her body for like 10 fucking months.
That's honestly very fair.
You should probably, if she wanted to take a seat. I mean, look at Bradley Cooper. He parades his mother everywhere.
You're not wrong.
Meanwhile, poor Bobette, who's looking pretty hot, by the way.
That's bad.
Her youngest child's 29.
Yes.
I know, and she told me how old you are. I'm not going to repeat it.
You can tell the people.
41.
And, you got a little too excited to say that.
All right. So, I was saying that she could be on.
Well,
so.
She can't.
Yeah, so she's been declined, but you do want to talk about...
I just want all your attention, Kelly. Is that so wrong?
No, I'll give it to you.
I want your undivided.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
I love you so much. So I did bring martinis.
Okay.
Kelly, you are the only person in my life that I would schlep ice, vodka, cranberry...
Thank you.
...because she doesn't like olives.
Well...
And... A fucking shaker. And I even brought a goddamn lemon and a peeler.
Yeah,
that's
how
much I love you.
She did offer me a lemon rind. So for that, I say cheers up. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey. Honest opinion on the teenies.
All I can say is thank God for spirits. I pray to them every day.
Kelly, it's been a minute. I haven't seen you for so long.
Yeah, 15 years.
No,
I've seen you, but...
When was the last time I saw you?
I don't know, but we see each other, but we haven't been on, like, a show together for a minute.
For a minute.
Oh, wait, we were trashing Sirius. How did we get off?
Oh, you want to go back to that?
Well, I just want to say that I'm glad that you have a better distribution stream.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I met you when I was at Sirius, like, very early years.
I was promoting my first book, I thought. Yes, I met you.
You
were on Cosmo Radio.
Yes.
No, you got backstage because I invited you after I met you. That's how you ended up backstage with me.
Are you sure?
I think so. Well, I don't know. This is how I remember it.
Okay, let's hear your memory.
Okay, my memory is... I thought I was promoting If You Have to Cry, Go Outside.
Okay.
And I came to do an interview to promote my book.
Yes.
And I had to, like, make the rounds because that's what Sirius does.
Sirius
it's
did.
Like speed dating.
Yes.
You go from this one to that one to the other one. I did Judith Regan. Oh, you know who declined my book that day? The chick Jane from Jane Magazine.
Jane, yes. From Jane Magazine declined your book?
Well, she didn't want to talk about it, even though it was a New York Times bestseller.
Why?
So
was there like old school
beef? I don't know, but nobody's talking about her.
Was she jealous that...
I don't know, but who's talking about her besides me? So big shout out to you. Thanks for not taking me on your show, which doesn't exist anymore. Going on to another topic.
So I interviewed you for your book.
My memory is I ended up with you.
Yes.
And we became friends.
Yes.
And we were sitting on a much better table at the time, a higher table. I just have to say the
table does not love the seating arrangement.
I think it's
today.
Not good for people. You don't look good unless you're like a size 2.
True.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that's that. My memory is I was there. I won't say what happened on the show, that I was there promoting my show.
Yes.
You and I had quite the banter.
Yes, we did.
And I believe that resulted in an invitation to New York Fashion Week from me.
From you.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's why you were backstage at New York Fashion Week. I think that's how we met.
That tracks.
And then...
you know what?
I did your show several times because I was also on TV a lot then.
Yes. Yes.
Right? I was
for
on...
For those of you who don't know, give your resume, please, because...
I was on the...
Put respect on her name.
Oh, I don't want to have to say... Just...
Fine. America's Next Top Model.
Okay, I'll say what it was on. You want? Okay, so I'm a fashion publicist.
Yes.
I'm a disruptor.
Yes.
I'm a brander.
Yes.
And then I was also wrote a couple books.
Yes.
And then I was on The Hills.
Yes.
For a while.
We know.
The bad girl on The Hills.
The best
I was
girl
the boss.
The I loved it.
Of Lauren.
Yes.
I was the boss.
And Whitney.
I mean, and Whitney.
Yep.
And then we got a spinoff called The City where I worked with Roxy Olin. Big shout out to her. She was awesome.
I love Roxy.
She's great.
Yep.
And then I made the tragic mistake of doing a show on Bravo. And then while that show was shooting, I was making a deal to go back to MTV. So anyway, then I was on Bravo. And then I was on America's Next Top Model from seasons 18 to 22. Redefining women on television. That was my goal.
No, you really are a pioneer.
I mean, there's so many bad things out there for kids. Like,
true.
I mean, God forbid if anybody saw a woman like who didn't wear makeup, who wasn't a size 2, like on television. Yeah. Who wasn't crying all the time. They don't like to show powerful women looking unfeminine. It's not their thing.
It's not their thing.
Look at the Fox Network.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. I have a question for you. So we met like 15 years ago. And
correct.
I have to say, I mean, I know I'm good at my job and I know I'm a good interviewer and I know that people like me, but you are a tough cookie. And I mean that as the biggest compliment on earth. Like you're a boss bitch. Again, in all the most positive ways possible.
Yeah.
And I was always so, first of all, honored, but I never quite understood, like, what about me passed the Kelly Catrone test? Because you don't just like anybody.
You're a psycho. That's why you're a fucking psycho, but you're from Connecticut. I mean, I'm an easy shot, right? Look at me. I walk around, I wear black, I don't wear makeup, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But you're like Miss Connecticut. And your mom is too. Like, you guys don't even know. Like, she just... I don't know. Are you using that for another segment?
No, so let's
she
do it.
She did it. Babette is the mother of Taylor. And I don't know if you know about these type of preppy women, but they are the most dangerous women on the planet. Not people that look like me. Babette has just been involved in counterfeiting activities in my own industry, which is struggling. And as soon as I got here, barely holding on, women are getting punched in the face.
Literally.
The retail industry is crumbling. And you know what Babette did today? Babette went out and bought 7 counterfeit Goyard bags.
Correct.
In all different colors.
Which
Taylor facilitated. It's a mommy-daughter white waspy crime squad. These are the most dangerous people. Let's just switch the narrative now, okay? People like me and other people look different. No. This is danger right here. So what did I like about you?
Yes.
I love gangsters.
And you knew that the Stepford life was just a cover-up for the true psychopath that lives inside
my soul.
That's
true, but no, really what I loved about you is your spirit was so awesome.
I love you so
much. And when I was sitting there, it was so captivating, and you're so alive. And there's so many people who are living but not alive, you know, or alive but not living. I guess it's the same thing, a palindrome of emotional consciousness. I digress.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Skylight Calendar. So Mother's Day is around the corner, and I have the best idea for Mother's Day gift. Okay. Ask any mom. Running a busy household can be pure chaos and stressful AF for the whole family. It's like, who has what when? What's for dinner? What do we need from the grocery store? Did someone feed the dog? Etc., etc., etc. The mental load can be impossible to stay on top of. But there's a way to make it all easier for mom and the entire family. It is, dun-dun-dun-dun, the Skylight Calendar. So my wife and I don't have kids yet, and we still have crazy hectic schedules. And if it wasn't for our Skylight Calendar, I don't know how we would get anything accomplished. The Skylight Calendar is a smart touchscreen calendar, and it's an organizer for all of your chores, groceries, to-do lists, and a great way to manage appointments to make sure that they never overlap and they're never missed. It really helps keep busy households on track and everybody on the same page so families can get back to the moments that matter. So here's how it works. The Skylight Calendar syncs events from existing family calendars, including Google, Apple, and Outlook. You can also add events directly using the touchscreen, which I love because I'm just kind of like a kinesthetic person. So updates to linked calendars will automatically appear on the Skylight Calendar at home or with the free Skylight mobile app. And the best part, I have no more constant reminders. I record for a living. Those reminders really make noise and they interrupt me in the middle of recordings all the time. So no more of that. No more cluttered paper calendars. Oh my God, we had a chalkboard for a second. That was a disaster. And no more worrying that someone has forgot something. The Skylight Calendar is available in two sizes, 10 inches or 15 inches. And the 15 inch is wall mountable, which I love. Oh, and here's the greatest thing too. When the calendar is not in use, you can actually turn it into a digital picture frame. That's what I'm talking about. And with 100% satisfaction guaranteed, if you don't love the Skylight Calendar, you'll receive a full refund. They offer a 120-day money-back guarantee and free returns, so you are covered. And right now, as a special limited-time offer for my listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/Taylor. That's skylightcal.com/Taylor. And need I remind you, Mother's Day is coming right up, so order today to get 15% off your purchase at skylightcal.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast.
When people are into energy and into spirit, when we see that in each other, we have to stick together and we have to say, hey, it's not going to be easy, but if we can help each other. And ever since we met, you know, I acknowledge that spirit in you. And I'm ever since been a huge fan, a psychic, a predictor, an oracle, which
tell
we could
them.
Talk about.
Tell them. Mention it all. Mention it all.
Can I have a sip of my drink before we
go
do that?
For it. Kelly may or may not have predicted the demise of my marriage. Did you put a Kenahara on it?
I did.
Potentially.
Wait, a Babette. Do you want to bring your mom in for this?
Kelly, you're bringing my mom in a lot. I told you not allowed to bring my mom.
All right. if you are a mom, go outside. That's my new book. How to not get ghosted by your teenagers.
Thank you for calling me a teenager, as I am recently in my 40s. I appreciate that. Speaking of teenagers and daughters, let me just take a moment to shout out your darling daughter, Ava.
Okay.
Kelly, you really raised a good one with that kid.
It's a miracle. It's a true blue spectacle.
How did you do it? Because, Tay and I, we've got two embryos, bitch. They're ready to go.
Okay.
We're going to do a transfer. So I'm freaking out about being a mom.
It's going to be good. I'm actually going to a baby shower tomorrow.
And you are a mom?
Oh, yes, I am.
You understand?
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, because I feel like, mom, you are the best.
Why
the best.
I turn to her off camera?
But
this is the rudest fucking shit
my mom,
I've
wait,
ever fucking seen. This is...
Do you not love me anymore?
I love you so much. I think this is funny as fuck. So, I think this is really good.
But listen,
actually,
I think
this is a great podcast.
I just
podcast,
committed
but...
crimes 7th times with her, okay? We are good. Just, we are bonded.
And you're not even letting her sit here. That's how cold you are. That's what I'm saying. This woman is carrying counterfeit merchandise.
For
there
herself?
Was a, the largest.
I was carrying it for
the
her.
Largest. Not today, you're not, because they're right next to her.
No, they're and, in my bag.
Okay.
From St. Bart's, which I know you said was for herbs that I went to St. Bart's.
Yeah.
You weren't impressed.
If you want good weed, go to Jamaica. Like everyone knows that. But wait, so
I'm just saying, mom, I think she was probably a young age, craving, desiring, needed to have a baby. I feel like I am less like that. And I feel like, I don't know. I don't know what your journey was with having Ava. I don't know if it was like something that you wanted. I don't know.
I can tell you one thing.
Please.
There will never be a child who ever truly knew their mothers or their fathers. You have no idea the game that your parents, kids, Gen Z, listen up. Your parents are fucking wild. I know they're not telling you this. You have no idea what Babette, if she really wanted to or didn't want to. You'll never really know what happened with your mom and dad. I found out the older I get, the crazier shit I hear from old people, which, by the way, we know that STDs are an all-time high. Where?
Nursing homes.
Nursing homes. That's right. So, guys, let's get with the fucking program. You got here because your mom got fucked.
Yes.
Or had sex or was in love or made love, whatever the term is that the generation wants to call it. But
yes, procreated.
My point is nobody really ever knows their parents.
That's so fair.
They never know the relationship between their parents. They never know the real nature and love of their mother or their father, their viciousness. Because most parents are pretty good parents. Some people say, oh, I knew because my dad like pulled a gun on my mom, or my mom pulled a gun on my dad. I want to be fair. But you don't really know, Babette.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay. So we don't know Babette. Babette raised you. And actually, when I came in here, we talked about the fact when our daughters confront us that it's like meeting a more dangerous version of ourselves.
Oh, do explain, please.
Well, I feel it's like how the United States probably felt about Osama bin Laden, because, you know, they were involved in training him to be, you know, a great soldier, you know, for Afghanistan, and just turned the other way.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there they were fighting themselves.
So you just called me and Ava Osama bin Laden, just for clarity.
No, but I just said, it's like when you train soldiers and then the soldier comes to fight you, it's a typical theme that exists in almost all great movies, history, mythology. So, Star Wars?
Yeah.
Okay, so when it happens, it's pretty interesting when you're on the other side of yourself, but a better version.
Yeah.
Because all you did was serve that other person for that long. And that's what Babette did for you, and that's what I did for Ava. So, lucky us that we have good daughters.
Yes.
A lot of people did that, and they have shit kids.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
So, really, yeah. So, is it motherhood that gets you there, or is it just luck of the draw?
I think it's a combination. I think the spirit is the thing that predetermines how your child turns out. There's a lot of amazing people that have had horrible children, and there's a lot of horrible people that have had amazing children. And then that, to me, is an argument for the soul. So you get a starter kit. It's like being on Chopped.
Okay.
You open up the basket. You know, sometimes it's, you know, how to work with.
A lemon.
Sometimes it's
deli
not.
Meat.
Exactly.
And fusilli pasta.
Correctamundo.
Good luck.
That's it. Go. And that's really what it's like. Motherhood is like a basket on Chopped. You never really know what you're going to get. And you can thank me for that soundbite later, my friend.
Use that and make that my book.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you permission.
Thank
I give you the rights to use that as a title for
thank
your book.
Thank you.
Okay. That's my birth gift to you.
So, Kel,
it's
feel
cheaper
like
than a pair of Hermes booties.
Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about high fashion right now, actually.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, after I just ripped everybody off on Canal Street.
Okay.
It's not my fault Dear Media Studios are on Canal Street.
I'm sorry to say Goyard is not high fashion, but okay.
Wow.
According to them, it's luxury fashion, but it's not high fashion.
What's high fashion?
Well, I mean, McQueen.
Yes.
You know, Rick Owens.
Yes.
Margiela, Dior, Galliano, Alessandro, Comme des. Ray, Yoji. I mean, how many more people do you want to keep it going?
We're good.
Okay.
So I went to many a fashion show with Kelly. Many.
Unlike most people on TV, I actually work in the fashion
business.
And you
actually know about fashion.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Don't you think it's weird that all of the coverage that on the carpets that nobody works in the fashion business?
Yeah, what's up with that? What's happening in the industry? Why
I
is
think
that?
It's a conspiracy theory against fashion people.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just trying to kill us.
I believe it.
Yeah.
How are things in the fashion industry right now?
Depends on who you ask.
Okay, I'm asking you.
For me, I'm grateful.
Yes.
My business is good enough.
Yes.
Am I making as much money as I could be? No. But I'm good.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a wild west right now. You know, technology, the keepers of the gate have all been killed.
Yes.
There's no real countries that have been established after the coup d'etat of destruction of the old guard. There's a lot of people trying to introduce their concepts Like, I guess the other day I heard there was a bridal fashion show. Like, I just went to get a blowout because I was coming on your show because people complain my hair looks messy. So I did do this for people.
Looks great.
No, it doesn't. It looks stringy. It's on my neck. People complain about this, and I try to clean up for your show.
Wait. First of all, we know better than that. Kelly, we tell those people to fuck off. Those people are called trolls.
No, but I wanted to at least be respectful when I came here, and now look, see? People will say, why doesn't she comb her hair? But I just spent $150 on that.
You did.
I did. Yes.
Yes. I appreciate the effort.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Twice. I did it yesterday, too.
So.
Don't forget, I already came here once. I interrupted a hip hop.
Tell everybody.
Well, I just got back from L.A., so I thought my podcast was yesterday.
Yes.
And I already canceled one. Yes. And I was like, you're so important to me. And I didn't want to fuck it up. Thank you. I was like, listen, I'm going to be on time, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to get a blowout. So I got back after flying 14 hours, which
from
just so
LA.
Y'all know, it's about 5 hours and change.
Yes.
It took me 14 hours to get, okay, no, longer. I got to the airport at 10 a.m. I arrived in New York City at 4 a.m. Okay. I woke up at 9 a.m., which is like, for like Gen Zers, 5 p.m., I guess. And I was like, holy fuck, I have to work. And then I did my work, and a lot of my clients who live in New York were mad because I've been away for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And they want to see me and talk to me, but no, I was going to come do your show. So I show up on the wrong day, which was yesterday.
Yes.
And I come, well, first of all, there's no floor number. Just by the way, for the future, for your guests, why don't you tell the people the floor number? Because there's no directory outside, and this bougie, which is a very nice building in a very expensive neighborhood, there's no doorman. You're completely on your own. You have to wait for someone to come off the elevator,
no,
which I did.
That's only at this time. That's only the time of day.
Well, I came yesterday at the same time. I came today. And thank God there was a woman leaving, and I was like, hey, let me in. So I came yesterday, and I came into this studio, and in this studio, there was a very preppy guy. They looked like they were maybe plotting a J. Crew revolution. And then they were very waspy and upset. And I was like, hey, is Taylor here?
I'm dead.
And then they're like, excuse me? And I'm thinking, really? You're going to try to shade me? Like, don't try to fucking shade me when you're like in a podcast fucking studio on Canal Street. Not happening. Don't try to fucking shade me. So I didn't like their attitude. And I was like, I'm leaving. And then I opened the door next door.
No.
Yes.
Kelly.
You know what that is?
What?
It's a hip hop podcast.
Well, that in that moment.
Who was it?
Well, everybody, we're all.
Oh, it was like a bunch of guys. They were cool.
Of course they were. Not like the preppy cocaine dealers that were in here.
Doing at the, what's the soccer mom doing?
They're like, wait, this woman just got a blowout. Welcome. Want to come on the podcast?
And they didn't want to really fuck with me. They were just like. And I was like, is Taylor here? And they're like, yo, who's that chick?
I'm dead.
And I was like, I don't know.
So you called me twice.
So I called you. Yeah, nobody was there. I actually also called the number that's listed.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't have a contact or a name. And somebody answered the phone, and I told them who I was looking for. And they said, which location are you at?
Right.
Which is another thing. You have to be very specific because apparently I can say the name of the studio, right?
Yeah, why not? Give him a shout out.
WTF. And there's a reason why they call it WTF. I'll tell you why. What the fuck? How about...
No. It was my fault.
No, I know. I'm up for them. I'm down for them. It doesn't matter. I'm not shaming them. I just was supporting them. Like, everyone wants a podcast. Like, if you're looking for one, this is where the best bitches record.
It's true.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. If there's one thing my friends and I love to do on the weekend and during the week, who am I kidding? It's have an ice cold hard seltzer. But let's get real. The usual packs and flavors are more dull than this last season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It was so boring. Anyway, that's why I'm so excited that Truly is shaking things up with their new party pack. Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry, and new party pack. Truly Hard Seltzer's new party pack has a flavor for everyone, making it perfect for you and your friends. with four fan favorite flavors, including brand new raspberry. I love the raspberry. It's got a little something for everyone. Bring it to wine night, bring it to book club, bring it to the gym. Maybe not the gym, but like you get the idea. With this new pack, there's nowhere you can't bring the party. Each flavor is super light, crazy refreshing, and made with real fruit juice. And with only 5% ABV, 100 calories, and 1 gram of sugar in each can, truly is the perfect drink to keep you on track with your New Year's resolution. Unless your resolution was to have less fun. To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly. And now, back to the podcast.
And I said to you, what did I say to you when you texted that you came on the wrong day? At the right time, on the wrong day.
You said, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. And you said to me,
don't ever fucking say you're sorry. Exactly. Women are taught to apologize for things they've never done wrong. This is totally my fault. And do not apologize.
Thank you. Why do we do that as women? You don't do that as a woman. You don't say you're sorry when you're not sorry. I say I'm sorry when someone bumps into me on the street.
I do get over it. Like, if I know that sorry... Sometimes I do
he's gonna
time and I do what's the problem, what's the solution, and then I do time, energy, money.
Okay.
So like if I'm fighting with my boyfriend or something and I know I'm right.
Right.
But I know he's Rasta.
Right.
So I'm like, is it really worth it? You know, is it really worth it to spend 45 minutes of going through texts? Ha 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 ha. I'm right. You know what? Sometimes it's just easier. And this is what I think I learned from Jane Fonda.
Okay.
Sometimes it's just easier to pretend that you don't know what's up. And so you just go, you know what?
Yeah.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Wait, and I have to ask.
You know, it's not hard to do when you know you're right. That's the great thing about granting a wish and fantasy, which is my relationship advice. When you don't have, like, I'm busy. Like, it would better serve both of us because we know we're going to work through the argument.
Right.
So what am I doing spending an hour and a half of my time fighting with a Rasta? When I could just be on the fucking phone making money, I can just say you're right. And it's not to discredit. It's just to say, like, sometimes people have different perceptions of the same moment.
It's true.
And there are things that actually need to be battled down.
Yes.
They do. Like, but not every little fucking detail, every little word, every little... No, no, no. So sometimes I think feminism, like, got a little crazy with it. And I'm not saying that women should say, hey, I'm right.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
You know? I'm saying be an intelligent person regarding of your gender or how you identify. If an argument is going to take, an hour and a half, that's a long time.
Who has time?
To be wasting on negative vibes.
Time is money.
But a lot of these little tiny things, they're like a tick bite.
Yeah.
They can last a lifetime. They can last 3 or 4 days. You can find yourself in the urgent care of emotional rescue. You don't want this. Do you want this?
I know.
Sometimes what's the point of having the fucking argument? I think, like, you know, piece it out, dab it out, hit it out. Like, just be like, yo, I'm not fighting with you today. Like, that's not happening. We're not doing this today.
Let me ask you about Jane Fonda. Do you mean Jane Fonda like you're a fan of, or Jane Fonda like you know?
No, I know Jane Fonda.
Of course you do. You know all the best people.
Well, Jane Fonda dated my record producer. A lot of people don't know this, but I was signed to Atlantic Records.
Shut the fuck up.
Yes, I was.
I did not know this.
I actually made an album for Atlantic Records.
Shut the fuck up.
No one's ever heard it.
Can I hear it?
Maybe we'll give you a little snippet.
Oh my God, what's le genre of music?
It's like original trip hop, I would say. I mean,
really? When did you make it?
They were calling it spoken word at the time before they stole it from the cool girls.
Wait.
Wolf, are you listening to me?
He is. He's laughing.
Okay, I hope
when
so.
When did you do this?
Because that joke was for you, Wolf. What? I was signed to Atlantic Records in 1995 and 1996. What year were you born? Let's go. Let's
83.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, okay. Well, you were like, you were probably, you know, you were like Lilith Fair time. Like,
oh my Sarah God, how dare you? Why? Because I'm a lesbian?
Now we're back to what we didn't talk about earlier.
Oh, how you knew I was a lesbian the whole time? Before I knew?
Yes. Do you want to talk about this? This is important. I mean, this could be one episode. So anyway, just back to the cut. Go back to the beginning of the tape.
Okay.
But we do talk about the fact that I did your podcast, radio show, Sirius, whatever the fuck they were calling that shit at the time. And I was promoting my book, and I sat down, and my book is called If You Have to Cry, Go Outside.
Yes.
Other Things Your Mother Never Told You.
Yes.
I am psychic, okay? And you know that.
I do know that.
So I sat down with you and we were talking. We just met. Yep. And you were super bubbly and effervescent.
Thank you.
And you kept, you were very Connecticut. You told me you had Connecticut, super waspy. I'm like, wow, this girl's dangerous. Like we already said on the episode, I already knew she's like from Greenwich, New Canaan, dangerous, waspy girls. These are the most, the Mayflower, dangerous people. Okay, when you guys hear it, just know danger. So I already know this. So I'm like, oh, really? That's so cool. What was it like? We start talking and she keeps referring to her husband and she keeps talking to me about her marriage. And I don't really know a lot.
Was I being nice about it? That's
no,
my real question.
I just psychically said, you don't seem happily married to me.
She did.
I did. And I said, I think you're going to divorce your husband. And I think you're going to find yourself in a relationship with a woman.
Must have blocked it. I must have blocked that part. I'm not even joking because I don't even have a recollection. I think I was so, you know what I said,
I think you're gay.
I believe it. Listen, I saw Black Swan and I was so upset. I was like, why'd they have to have that scene where she went down on her? That was unnecessary. That director's a perv. I was really battling my own internalized homophobia for a while. I didn't realize it was there.
I didn't see you as homophobic.
Well, I wasn't homophobic just towards myself.
Oh.
So.
Well, everybody hates something about themselves, so yeah. That's okay.
Well, I hate my knees. And my armpits.
What?
The inside of them.
Okay, well, don't. Because you're going to get older, and then you're going to wish they look like they do now. And so you're missing the now. It's a bad idea, kids. Okay. I used to do that. And no, it's a bad idea. Just be like, wow, I'm fucking fierce. Because you know what? You have to compare yourself to other people in your own age. Like, don't.
True.
You know,
true.
Just celebrate yourself because in 10 years you'll wish you looked the way you look now and then you'll just waste your time complaining.
It's true. I will say this. So I think what the theme of this podcast is that you know great people. You are a magnet for great people.
I do not think that's what the theme of
that
this
podcast is. That is what I decided it is.
Okay, it's your
magnet
show.
Magnet for greatness.
It's your show.
So with that being said,
okay.
You have somebody new in your life who I had the pleasure and honor of talking to because I was in St. Bart's and you happened to call because you are because you had this stroke of genius.
This
if you
is
will.
Time for the phone call.
It is stroke of genius. Is your phone dead?
I have 11.
11%.
I have 11 tattooed in my hands. Thank God.
It's a sign. It's kismet. So you call me on the phone and I had seen you bopping around New York City with this person. Mm-hmm. So I knew that you had a relationship and I was just so here for all of it. And I get a phone call from you. I missed it. And my wife listened to the voicemail because she adores you. And she was like, what does Kelly have to say? Right. And so she listened to it. She said, Taylor, you have to call Kelly back immediately. So I called you back. I was literally naked. I was like lotioning my body out of the shower.
Remember.
And I said, what is up? And you said, I'm here with Anna Delvey. And
yes.
We are talking about this cooking show that we're going to be
What do you want to, come on.
Launching, and we need you, and we also need Stassi Schroeder.
Shout out to her.
Shout out to Stassi. You love
out.
To call her Nastasia, her government name, which is, put some respect on her name, right?
Who?
Stassi, you call Stassi Nastasia.
I do?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that.
I know that.
What? I don't know that.
We were at dinner. It was after Fashion Week.
Oh, it must have been a mistake.
No.
I do not clock her that way. What is a government name mean? This is
it's like on your license. It's like your paperwork name.
Oh, so her legal name.
Her legal name.
Oh, okay.
So wait, so we went
what
to...
What did you call it? What was the first...
Her government name.
Her I don't think you can say that anymore.
Really?
I don't know. It sounds like it infers the fact that they're either a spy, which for a Russian, is she Russian?
Well, Nastasia sounds pretty Russian to me.
I know. I don't know. She could be Ukrainian. She could be from Georgia. She could be from Serbia.
Good point.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know.
We do not know.
But we were all together at Angelo's on Mulberry having a post Fashion Week dinner.
Well, that was fun. Was that the one we got the Love Stinks cake?
Yes.
That was the best.
It was the best.
People don't realize how funny our lives are. I mean,
literally.
That's why they're like, why is Kelly laughing? Because we've known each other a long time. Okay, so
forever.
Backstory, Israeli fashion designers. In Israel, most people rent fashion.
It's okay.
In Israel, most people rent their bridal dresses.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay, so if you're usually an Israeli bride...
Was that too Greenwich for you?
According to Israeli fashion designers like Edan Cohen, okay, who I represented. This is what I was told.
Okay.
A lot of Israeli fashion designers want to come into the U.S. bridal market...
Because...
Women buy bridal dresses.
Don't they ever.
And so when they're going through the making of those dresses, which are rentals, they technically become the samples.
Right.
And then they move into other countries and they sell them to brides.
Got it.
Who technically overspend, right? Because if you can get a great dress for $1,000, you're only going to wear it once.
Yeah.
Like, how many people wear their wedding dress more than once?
Mine is under my bed at my parents' house.
Okay. I just read something.
What?
That a couple in Syria.
Okay.
They went without a wedding reception.
And
they took the cost of the wedding reception and they fed a bunch of refugees.
Oh, my God.
In their bridal garments.
Oh, my God.
So even she knew she was never going to wear that dress because she was like serving all these refugees. But I thought, what a beautiful thing, man. Like, instead of getting a bunch of people, like, just drunk and... coming out, like, what if everybody just went and served, like, people who really need food? I mean, I think that would be a much better love ritual.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Please. Anna.
Oh, Anna Delvey.
But wait, so how did you guys meet?
Oh, so Anna Delvey and I met, we met because I went downstairs to my country house one day and Ava Catrone was there and she goes, Mommy, you're on Call Her Daddy.
Stop it.
And I was like, what the fuck?
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Taylor Farms. Taylor Farms chopped salad kits deliver the freshest, best tasting salads to eat at home or on the go across North America. They truly give a new meaning to Taste of Taylor. So in case you don't know, let me tell you something about Taylor Farms chopped salad kits. Oh, they are so great. They defy boring in every bag with over 30 flavors, okay? And each base is a unique blend of greens and veggies created to perfectly complement the toppings and dressings to deliver the best tasting, flavor forward salad kits. When I hear salad kit, okay, I'm usually like, ugh, sad, limp, boring. But not Taylor Farms, okay? They are so crunchy. They are so flavorful. They are so chopped. They're seriously giving country club salad, if you know, you know. Taylor Farms is a family-owned company on a mission to create healthy lives through fresh, delicious food. And man, do they ever do it. They have so many salad kits to choose from. Like, the options are endless. And also, oh, I have so many favorites, I don't even know which one to choose. I love the Asian chopped salad kit. But I think the one we have the most in our house is the Asiago Kale Chop Kit. You guys, it's got like tender kale, shaved Brussels sprouts, radicchio. I love radicchio. You got that aged Asiago cheese, Parmesan garlic crouton crumbles, and this, tangy lemon garlic vinaigrette. She's literally perfect. And aside from being delicioso, they are where convenience meets freshness. The salads are pre-washed, pre-cut, and ready to enjoy. So whether you're a busy professional or even an at-home chef, Taylor Farms salads make eating healthy a breeze. I like to make them for lunch. I like to make them for dinner. We eat them almost every single day in our house, and I add a piece of grilled chicken, gorgeous piece of salmon. You can, like, add whatever protein you want. But the salads are good enough. Sometimes I just eat them as they are. So what are you waiting for? Purchase Taylor Farms chopped salad kits where you like to shop. Available at all major grocery stores. And now back to the podcast.
It's major.
No, but it's not even about being major. I just thought, was I somewhere? Did I do or say something stupid? Is somebody referring to a fight that I had with Kanye West? Like, what the fuck is, okay, what's my morning going to be like? That's what I was thinking.
Right.
And I said, for what? And she said, Anna Delvey said on the Call Her Daddy podcast that you were the reason she moved to New York. So when you go to the segment of the Call Her Daddy podcast, she's like in ICE prison or something. And they ask her, you know, how'd you get to New York? And she goes, yeah, I was watching this show on MTV called The Hills. And there was a girl named Kelly Catrone. And yeah, and I thought fashion PR was cool. And I wanted to do it. Yeah, so I went. Okay, so that's how it starts. So whatever, she gets out of prison. They put her on house arrest.
Yes.
And she throws this notorious paper magazine party.
Yes.
okay, but I wasn't invited. And you know, I have a rule that I don't do podcasts. I refer to that earlier in the segment.
Yes.
But I'm also very good friends with Leah McSweeney.
Yes.
Okay. So I go do the Leah McSweeney podcast in this very room on this very couch. Yes. And I hope I look better today than I did on her podcast. This was like a year ago in February. And I go on the Leah McSweeney podcast and she brings this up and she says, and then back, flashback to Elle Goldstein. So before there was all this satellite fucking cable television shit, there was a guy named Elle Goldstein who was a pornographer.
Okay.
Basically, he had a porn newspaper in New York called Screw.
Okay.
And he also, just to torment the people of New York, would buy an hour of free cable. This is when cable first was like at the beginning. And all he would do for the full hour is go, fuck you, like whoever he wanted. He did a fuck you on me once.
No.
Yes.
And what'd you do that he wanted to say fuck you?
I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you about it. It's a whole other story. You have me back. We'll tell the Elle Goldstein story.
Oh, I want to now.
No, I can't. No, we have to be out of here. I don't have the time to tell it properly. I don't. We got to get to Anna Delvey.
Okay.
So then what happens after? So I'm on the Leah podcast, and then she goes, oh, you know, Anna Delvey said you were the reason that she moved to New York. And, you know, she had this paper party. And I said, I know. And I wasn't invited. I thought that was shocking. And she goes, well, how did it make you feel? And I was like, fuck you, Anna Delvey. Fuck you, Anna Delvey. Fuck you, Anna Delvey. And then, but nobody knew I was actually doing the Elle Goldstein.
You were doing an impression, essentially. Yes.
So whatever I do, blah, blah, blah. So that whole thing happens. I don't know. After this, Kat Darnell ends up taking this segment and sending it to Delvey. Delvey calls Steven Grossman at Untitled, which is owned by Jason Weinberg, who was my intern, who I started my first PR company with called Cudrone Weinberg. And they, quote, handled my, like, non-existent television career, which is why I have my fake talk show, which shout out to the show. This is real.
This is the best.
This is fucking real. So anyway, Steven Grossman, who works at Untitled, calls me and says, hey, Anna Delvey wants to meet you. What do you think about you guys meeting? I say, sure, great. So she's on house arrest. I can't go anywhere to meet her. We have a phone call. And in the phone call, I jump the gun. Okay. Because the backstory is I always wanted an agency called Felon, where I would work with former drug dealers and financial scammers.
Brilliant.
So we could get some results.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I'll invest.
You know, somebody who's selling drugs isn't going to be like, I sent an email 4 days ago. I don't know why the pounds didn't get here. Guess what? That doesn't work. Okay, so we need to have a sense of urgency in PR. Nobody wants to have it.
Right.
And it's really hard if you're like one of the only people that has that sense of urgency. So I thought I could get a grant from the government or whatever to run it as an agency. I mean, it could be an amazing thing.
Yeah, it's like a...
So anyway, that was also in the back of my head.
Okay.
Felon, this agency I wanted to do. So anyway, talked to Anna. And then I had just met Shao, who was an unknown designer who wanted to do a show, who's really amazing.
Okay.
And as she was getting excited because all of her dreams were going to come true, I was like, it's going to be rough for you, man. Like, it's not going to fucking work because there's no more editors. There's no more fashion people. There's like, these magazines are firing everybody. They're doing all this shit. And I just started bothering my heart because I really love this girl. And it's like, even though I could do more than probably almost anybody, like I'm a launcher, like I launch brands, like yes. I'll go up against anybody on launching a brand.
Yes.
But I just felt really like, whoa, like this, she's going to get so excited because she's working with me. And she's going to think that I can do in 2 months what Armani did in 30 years. Like I can't, like I can do magic, but I can't do that. So I was like, how could we hyper inject something? And when I met Anna and I had that agency idea for 20 years, Felon.
Yes.
I even got a Swedish pop artist to change her name. Her name was Ellen. She changed it to Felon. I literally produced her wedding in Spain.
Shut up.
Yeah. Just in September. That's a separate story. Anyway, let's get back to the fucking... Why are you laughing so hard?
Because you're hilarious. I think it's time for another drink.
All right. So anyway, Anna Delvey, let's get back to it. So. Yes. Anyway, I assumed they had all these people. I saw the pictures from the party with the paper magazine thing. I assumed, well, she must have an okay apartment. She's on house arrest.
Right.
So I say to her on the phone without ever seeing the apartment, hey, I have an idea. let's do a fashion show together. We'll do a pop-up agency. I wanted to call it Fallon. She's like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that title anymore. I go, okay, let's call it the Outlaw Agency. Western's going to be big this season. She goes, great. Yeah, I knew. We knew. We could feel it. We could see it coming. Anyway, so I decided I'm going to do the show with her. I get to her apartment, go scout the location, and it's fucking 500 square feet.
No.
Yeah. And she's being charged like a shit ton of money because like...
Because New York.
Hard for, no, because people don't want to rent to her.
Oh, shut up.
Scammer.
Correct.
Like all of that other shit. So it was bad. So anyway, I met Anna.
Okay.
We did a fashion show together.
Yes.
Yes. It was one of the greatest shows in my career. I think it was pretty amazing and I've done some pretty good ones, but that was pretty great. So afterward, you know, I had a lot to think about and I thought like, you know, I'm not going to just like not be friends with this person anymore. Like now I'm invested in her and I care about her. And so her lease came up and she moved out to a farm with ostriches.
No.
Yes, she did. Yeah. In a town called Goshen.
Just all on her own.
No, with somebody that she had known from when she was, you know, before.
So she did New York. She was over New York. She's like, it's time for country living.
Well, no, because I said to her, why are you going to be in New York City? You're on house arrest. You have these little tiny apartments. They suck. It's not good for your mental health. You might as well let the government pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, take your money and like move out state and like get a longer boundary because she has an ankle bracelet. Right. So they have to allow her to live where she is. So if she's on 80 acres, she can roam 80 acres. Right. If she's in a 500 square apartment, that's where, that's her thing.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just math.
Right.
It's like, so I was like, fuck this shit. And it's, and nobody's going to be here because all the cool people leave like from Thanksgiving basically till February.
Right.
Right. So I was like, listen, just go live with this chick upstate. But then they decided to Airbnb the other place. Okay. And so what happened was I have a house upstate.
Yes.
And I said, why don't you just come live upstate at the house? And because it's weird because she's my friend, but I also like I'm a lot older than her, you know?
Right.
And I thought, how would I want somebody to treat my daughter? Whether I was happy about what my daughter did.
Right.
That's not the fucking issue. Like somebody has to offer some kind of kindness, right?
Totally.
And it's not like a mercy fuck thing, because if I thought she was a total maniac or she was dangerous to me and my financial well-being.
Yeah.
It's really funny because when we post stuff together. Like five people are, and like I'm always considered the villain. So now I'm the good girl next to Anna. So this is a great opportunity for me to show another side of myself. Right?
It's
so
true.
The narcissistic part of me is like, yay for Anna Delvey because she comes over. And then all of our Instagram comments are like, oh my God, Kelly, are you okay? Right? Whereas like before I met Anna, they're like, this bitch will kill anybody in the way. But now they're like, are you okay? And like six of them are like that or whatever. And then another fan will come on or another person come on and be like, yo, it's Kelly Catrone. Anna should be scared. And so that's kind of the cool balance that we're doing together.
I'm
there.
So obsessed with it. And I got a chance to talk to her. Thank you for allowing that.
Yeah. You want to talk to her again?
I would love to.
But she also has a very fast mind.
I believe it.
You know.
No, she is.
Anna is super sweet, super smart.
Of course.
She's a great shoveler if people want like some
like
tips.
Like snow?
Oh, she, when she's unhappy, she likes to go outside and do chores. And you know what? It's been the best thing because we haven't had a housekeeper for like 4 months. So we're just super stoked.
Do you intentionally upset her so she'll go out and do chores for you?
And here's another news flash. I've been saying they should start a new brick on Amazon called Anazom.
Yes.
Because Anna just... It's on house arrest, so she has to order everything on Amazon. She can get
It's a great
anything,
brand partnership.
Any type... Oh, but we want people to pay us not to talk about them. We're going to try to do extortion advertising. That's what we think.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because we just want to tell the truth. We don't want to have to be nice to... Like, if, once you have advertisers, you can't talk about anything.
It's not... That's
it's
not
like
a lie.
The Christian right buying your tongue.
Ah...
I think this has been a pretty good... Oh, wait, we're calling Anna.
Yeah, we're calling Anna. This has been... Kelly, you were just...
I've given you,
you
the
never
best
disappoint.
Interview that you've ever had.
You me. Have.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Maiden Form. Get a taste of M, a hot new collection of craveable intimates from Maiden Form, a brand with a whole lot of history. They've been around since like the very first bra, and now they're bringing you a new kind of classic, the chicest basics you've ever seen. So M is a collection from Maiden Form, a brand with 100 years of innovation and category leadership. They literally wrote the book on bras, and M is the next juicy chapter. I'm telling you, you have to feel it to believe it. Yummy, buttery soft fabrics that feel way more expensive than they are. It's great style that won't break the bank. Plus, they have on-trend designs made from stretchy, comfy fabrics in incredible colors. I'm completely obsessed with the Made in Form M-Rib Seamless Brahmi. It's so comfortable, but it also has like really great hold. But because it's wireless, it's comfy personified. And the best part, M can be worn as innerwear or outerwear. It's up to you, style to your taste. Create looks that serve for all or none to see. Visit maidenform.com and use code TAYLOR20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. That's maidenform.com and make sure to use that code TAYLOR20 for 20% off your first order. Maidenform.com and use that code TAYLOR20 at checkout for 20% off your first purchase. And now back to the podcast.
I've given you the best interview you've ever had with me. And you too, Wolf. You fucking know it. You sit in this dead room all day long. And you're like, thank God Kelly Catrone is on this episode. The wolves are here. All right, that's another good clip.
This is deeply clippable. This is going to be TikTok, explosion.
Yeah, you have...
I did recently go viral on TikTok.
Oh, good.
For singing Catholic school songs. They're bops. I'll say it. Taste and see.
No, I got...
Can't touch it.
Hello.
Anna Delvey. It's an episode of my fake talk show where I'm crashing Taylor.
Hey, Anna, hey.
You met Taylor before. Are you with Haskell?
Yeah, I'm actually downstairs. He's upstairs.
Is he sleeping? Because here's the issue. I am trading this Dacia Schroeder interview for this moment.
I'm gonna wake him up.
Wake him fucking up. How do we get a shot of this?
Here.
Hurry up, my phone's gonna die.
No, I got it. I got it. Hold on.
Wait.
I got it. I'm coming.
Wait, we need a
cord. We're really going rogue here. We'll share a microphone and everything.
Well, not even that, but my phone's going to die.
Okay, go.
No.
I'm over your shoulder.
But let's not lose it in the middle. Oh, God, Wolf. Run like there's a dead bear.
Because Wolf is sleeping. Oh, no, Wolf.
Oh, my God. Haskell.
Hey.
You're on. Taylor, tell them the name of your show.
You're on Taste of Taylor.
Okay. Taste of Taylor. This is Taylor Strecker.
Don't worry, it's not live.
It's not live. No, no.
Okay, so I can say horrible things and they'll be cut out?
Yeah, that's
well, how it goes. No, you're also on my fake talk show and you can say whatever you want for that because you're a co-star and you also already know no one watches and we have no viewers, so that's fine for us. No advertisers. Yeah, you can do whatever the fuck you want, okay?
Wait, we can't record this on my laptop?
Yeah, let's record it on your laptop because this is it. Just hold your pose. Wolf, do we have a cell phone charger?
Nothing that'll reach over there.
Oh, God, I already know what's going to happen.
How much percentage do you have left?
Like two.
Oh, fuck.
It's okay. This is the story of my life.
Wolf,
is it on?
You're literally an angel.
Is it on?
Yeah.
I'll give you one of my fake OR bags.
Yes, it is. Wolf just won a free Goyard bag. He says magical things don't happen here on the Taste for Taylor show.
You guys, thanks for advanced notice.
Okay. Well, sorry we don't even have advanced notice. What we're doing now is you're on my fake talk show. So this is Haskell. Haskell, you have compared Stasia Schroeder's book to The Garden of Good and Evil by Frederick... Oh, Beyond. I'm sorry. Beyond Good and Evil. And this is Stasia's...
Basic. Let's be clear what we're talking about. Beyond Good and Evil is an equivalent, I would say, to Next Level Basic, or I would say...
I'm having a sip of your mind.
...rewriting a lot of what Nietzsche says for a modern audience.
But I don't think she knows it.
Whether or not she knows it is completely irrelevant. It is happening.
That's why I love you. And that's why this is her best friend.
I officiated their wedding.
I'm
Nestor's godmother. Yeah.
Yes, she's the godmother of the child. So I know you think I'm disrupting you. I'm actually doing you a solid. I'm trying to get this segment where we get Stasia to do...
Told you she laughed you.
I know. Ooh, you get a slappy from Anna Delves.
Oh, my gosh.
We're going to make all the dreams come true. Synergy everywhere.
Listen, this is my fake talk show. We're here on Taste of Taylor. I'm doing this. Taylor.
I heard you on Stassi's podcast talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm on once a month. Yeah, I do pop culture hour with her.
And when I met her, it was like 14 years ago, and she was married to a guy, and I said, you sound unhappily married. I think you're gay. Now she's married to a woman also named Taylor. So this is full circle, kids. So you're going to be Haskell Delvey?
Yeah, you're going to be Haskell Delvey.
That sounds even more dangerous than Anna Delvey. That sounds really dangerous. So, Haskell, I gave you my word that I was going to do this. I told you I was going to do it. I am really happy that we're all friends, and I am so looking forward to this compelling, philosophical, and pop culturally relevant conversation that you, Haskell Delvey, and Haskell, whatever your last name is, will be having with Stassia Schroeder and Taylor Strucker. It'll be a collaboration between my fake talk show and Taste of Taylor. This will be coming soon, not to a theater near you because we don't have any distribution, but you can catch it on the internet. See you later.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Talkspace. Question: do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't think that you have the time to actually find a new one and meet with them, or maybe you're worried about being able to afford them? Well, I'm telling you right now, try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help that you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Here's the deal. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. They make it so easy. And once you find your match, it's incredibly convenient to have your virtual sessions, literally virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. I remember back in the day, I used to have to schlep to my therapist. Like, it was not fun. You waste so much time. Talkspace actually lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. So if something's like going on and you need to talk to them, you actually can through Talkspace. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform for a reason, okay? Because they can literally help you with any specific challenges that you might be facing. They have licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. And this is super important because privacy is a major issue when it comes to this stuff. Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. And the best thing, Talkspace is affordable, and it's actually in network with most major insurers, which is a major deal, as you know. And on top of it being affordable, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/Taylor. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to talkspace.com/Taylor to get $80 off your first month. And also show your support for my show and the fact that you love therapy just like me. That's Talkspace.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast.
Okay, I don't think we're hearing about this. Are we? Are you talking about arms? My arms. I need an arm lift, Haskell. Speaking of arms. That's called the spin. You just miss the Catron spin. It just hits you up like a butterfly. Boom. Wait, what happened with the earthquake? What happened to the house during the... I went through the Northridge earthquake. And so I realized today that I have serious PTSD. So what happens is I feel this... And I used to live in Soho. And so I used to have this subway used to go underneath my loft. But now I don't. And so all of a sudden I realize that things were shaking from the top and the bottom. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And so I get up. I have like total PTSD. I get up and I run into the kitchen and it's Bobby. And it's like Rasta time. And I go, we're having an earthquake. We need to vacate the building. And he goes, yeah, man, you need to not freak out. So I'm like, what are you talking about? There are going to be aftershocks. He's like, nowhere to go, Kellers, under a door frame. I'm like, what? But anyway, after that, the New York City emergency alert system, they issue a statement and they advise everyone to stay inside. That's a fucking stupid, that's a very basic statement to issue. Stay inside what? You know, a bathroom with a sunroof or whatever they're called, the skylight? Is that where you're supposed to? Come on, people. Think about liability. I mean, we need to get a lawyer on the episode to talk about the earthquake thing. No, I'm serious. We do. Well, on that note, I think we have to go. I hope This is our first collaboration.
I love it. Many more to come. Many more. We'll bring Stassi next time.
Anna, do your hands. We can't see your hands. Thank you. Can we get a shot of your ankle bracelet just so Taylor has something fun to show? But you have to promote it with my fake talk show, otherwise we're not agreeing to it.
Fine.
Of which it's not real anyway, so don't worry.
Chic.
Chic.
Literally chic. You have such beautiful thin ankles.
Well, I think that I think her ankle's getting cinched. We have an episode about our Anna Delvey's ankles getting cinched, like a waist corset. All right.
You guys, thank you.
Lots of love. My fake talk show, Kelly Catrone. Say your name for the viewers.
Anna Delvey.
Haskell.
Haskell. I can't think.
You can be like Prince. Just stay with Haskell. Haskell's good enough. A to the D, Haskell, Kelly Catrone, my fake talk show.
Bye, guys.
Taylor, Taste of Taylor. And we are wrapping this motherfucking episode. Can't wait to see you upstate where we perfect the art of vegan cooking for a non-existent audience.
Kelly, thank you for that wild ride.
It was a wild ride.
I loved it.
That's what it should be.
It should be.
If people come on and they do, oh, tell me about what's going on in your life. Who fucking cares?
No, I want to go on that journey with you. I loved it.
I gave you my A game.
You really did.
It's crazy, but I did it on purpose. I'm fully in Kelly control of myself.
You guys.
But we needed this.
I love you so much.
It was like running the New York Marathon.
That's really was.
We did. We covered it. We boxed it. We sliced it. We diced it. We spoke to Anna Delvey.
We did.
Yes. You know who's currently my co-host on my fake talk show.
Shout it out.
Well, I'd like to, but we have no advertisers. That's why the show's good, okay? Because we don't make any money, and we don't have a producer. We shoot it off my spice rack, okay? Rachel Ray and Martha Stewart, we're coming for you. You better get
ready. And what's the name of it so people can find it?
You can't find it. It's not real. It's called My Fake Talk Show.
But can't they find it on your Instagram at the very least?
No.
Literally nowhere. Nobody can watch it.
You can go to my Instagram at Kelly Catrone.
Yes.
And the good news is I have a co-host. I can't say who might be getting their social media channels back.
Okay.
Anna Delvey has the only person on house arrest for ICE. And as part of her, you were a bad girl.
Yes.
And you paid back all your restitution, but we still want to fuck with you. So we think you could be dangerous on social media. So they took her social media away, but I heard
yes
that somebody might be getting their social media back.
Loves to hear it.
Might happen soon.
Okay, you heard it here.
And maybe, how great would it be if it could align itself with our fake talk show launch? Wouldn't that be great?
It would be perfection.
Because we're already talking about if this does go to court. Most importantly, I said to Anna, "What are you going to wear?
What are you going to wear?
Well, shall.
Duh."
The designer that yes. we did the first show with. So we have a return to court outfit in the works.
I cannot wait.
Yeah. Sorry, PR people for Balenciaga who slept through this opportunity. We're the Americans. We're fighting for scraps over here, Europe. Yes.
Kelly, I love you. Thank you for joining me.
Yes. And can we have a shot at Bobette? Can you come just do a cameo? Come on. Let's get your mom on because you were so mean and horrible.
Come on, mama, real
no,
quick.
People are going to like her more than us.
They do. This is that's why I think I'm blocking her.
I know, but that's stupid. Bobette, come sit over here.
Come here, mommy.
Okay. No, don't sit on her lap. That's a trick.
No. Come here.
No. Okay. Don't listen to me. I'm going to be your publicist for this.
Kelly.
No, I'm serious.
It was a wild ride.
Did you have fun?
It was so good. It was so fun.
The girls in Connecticut love the gangsters. You know how it goes. No, but Bobette.
It's like the Boston area.
Same thing. It's literally the same.
Oh, well, that means Peabody or Salem, I like to hang out.
My sister lives in Salem. Wait. You nailed it.
Wow. No wonder I was wearing glasses tonight. That was the best idea. This is an Anna Winter shout out. Anna, I'm going to follow your lead on this. Now I know why she did that for so long. And same with Slash and every other rock star. Nobody will see me without glasses from now on. I'm going to hiding.
It's a good
look. Bobette, this is your daughter.
I know.
Don't you love her so much?
Oh my God.
Are you mad at her that she wouldn't let you come on the episode?
Because I've been,
she's on it all the time.
Wait, do we have time to show her stolen bags from
last?
Her bags.
I took a video. Follow me at Taylor Strecker. And
she's lying.
I'm telling
you. She's cutting her mother off. No. She's cutting her own own fucking mother off. Like, they cut the umbilical cord that fucking fed you, yeah. Taylor Strecker, the umbilical cord that fucking fed you. You're cutting your mom off of your own fucking show. No, this is gross. It's Mother's Day is coming up. Why don't you go get the bags and let her stay? And then you can use her for a good social media moment. I'm your publicist for free right now. Grab the bags. No. I bet you do it.
We have
you wish
to go.
People.
We have to leave a studio.
I was on last week. She totally embarrassed me. I'm going to be on again.
This is unacceptable.
Tomorrow.
I want to go on. Do you want to have a strike on my fake talk show? You want to go on strike against your daughter?
I lost control.
You can be like Meghan Markle's father.
I lost control of the podcast.
You want to go on my fake talk show? Yes.
Well, she doesn't
I'm
going to
keep my
mouth.
Eyes closed. Okay, I'll do it.
Okay, so you guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Follow Kelly on Instagram at Kelly Catrone.
Please don't. And our show's not real, so you don't have to support it. And by the way, we do a cooking show, and I'd like to tell you what the show is.
Yes.
Okay, so it's Anna and I live in her house, but not really, because it's not a show and it's not real. We have no advertisers, no viewers, no producers. But the best part about it is the cooking segments, which are also fake, that are called Kel's Kitchen. Yeah. What we found... What we found is that you should not cook at home. It's way too expensive. You have to go to a farmer's market, highly overpriced. Either live off the grid and be poor or get super rich. Because if you want to cook it at home, no. You have to go to the grocery store, you have to buy your shit, you have to bring your own bag, people are stupid, you have to talk to them. Now you have to look on Instagram and read all the ingredients, and guess what? You think you're in the healthy section? False alarm. Now there's like hacks, everything's going on. Do not buy food. Do not eat at home. Go to a place that's already done all that work, and then you'll be with the smart people. And so your chances of getting rich or getting a better job, it's like if you want a date, where do you go?
Right.
Home Depot or Lowe's, right? That's where the boys are.
Totally.
I mean, it depends on who you want to date.
Yes.
Like, you want to date a drag queen, go to a drag bar.
I go to the cubby hole.
Okay. Thank you. I don't even know what that is.
But... You know and you don't? How is that happening right now?
Babette, I think you need to wear the glasses.
You end the segment.
Can you just end the segment? I am Babette. I am Taylor's mother. And you are watching Taste of Taylor. Or not. On fake talk show, they won't be. They don't have any viewers.
Okay, one minute to spare.
Okay, go.
I love you guys.
Your mom's going to take the show out. Go.
Oh, you got to say bye, mom. You got to say bye, girl, bye.
My name's Babette.
My name's Babette, but just because I birthed her does not mean.
You're watching Taste of Taylor. This is her mother. She won't take responsibility. She stole my shades. And we love you all. Good night. Thank you. How's that? Timing.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.